exactly what happened. People have been taking my parking spaces for years.
Etiquette went out the window.
You took a parking space and she was waiting for it. And it happens all the time.
No, ma'am.
You can shake your head all you like, but that's exactly what happened.
No, Your Honor.
Can her husband be a steadying force?
I know what happened with the spot. Your wife snuck into the spot. She can shake her head until it falls off.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
22-year-old Jeanette Camarillo is suing fellow motorist 21-year-old Marilyn Castillo for keying her car over a parking space.
Order. All rise. Case number 78 on the calendar, the matter of Camarillo versus Castillo. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
So this is what you say happened, and then I'm going to tell you what really happened. You were going to a parking area to do what?
I was going to take my kids to the fair.
To what?
To the street fair.
You were going to a fair?
Yes.
And the parking lot was very crowded because there was a fair. And everybody was looking for parking spaces. Who else was with you?
My husband and my two children.
Who was driving?
I was driving.
And you, like everybody else, was looking for a parking space.
There was not that many cars. It was only me going in.
No, no, no. Not you. She was there.
No, she was not there.
Yes, she was.
No, she... Yeah, she was, but she was with her engine off.
She was sitting in the car with her engine off, waiting for a parking space.
But I arrived.
No.
I arrived.
No. Mm-hmm. I know what happened. 71. I know what happened.
No, you don't.
She's sitting in her car waiting for somebody to get out of a parking space so she can go in to the parking space, correct?
Correct.
A man is walking towards his car and everybody says, aha, or somebody was walking towards their car. That's what you say. This is what you say. I'm telling you what you say in your complaint. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That a man was walking towards their car and waved you on to follow him to go and get his parking space.
Yes.
Somebody that you didn't know.
No, I didn't know him.
Right. But he waved you on. Now, when he got to the parking space, her car was sitting right there with the engine off.
No, she was not sitting there. She was sitting far apart from where the man was going to come out.
Well, who's...
She just turned on and sipped right in back of the man. She didn't even let him get out of his parking space.
Correct. Because she was sitting there.
No, she was not sitting
Miss
there.
Camarillo, we can do this several different ways. What happened was, when you pulled into the parking lot area, her car was already there. It may have had the engine on, it may have had the engine off, but her car was already there.
Yeah, but she was far away from
she
where the car
She wasn't far
was
away.
Yes, she was.
She was like six cars
apart.
Maybe I was closer. Just a second. You were closer. But
I was closer. I got there
Ms.
where
Camarillo,
the man was going to get out first.
Got
there first.
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
Ms. Camarillo, you didn't get there first
yes,
because
I did get
according
there first.
To you, according to you.
How do I know she was not waiting for
I'm
somebody?
I'm
going to
throw you out unless you put on your listening ears. I'm going to throw you out and not even let you finish. According to you, her car was turned off. Mm-hmm. That you knew. So her car was in the parking lot before you got there. Because she was sitting and waiting for a space. You, according to your complaint, just pulled into the lot. That's what you say. And fortunately, you saw a man who you say waved you to follow him to get his parking space. But she was already in the lot. She may have been three cars away or six cars away, but she's sitting there waiting for somebody to enter their car in that line so that she can get that spot. That's what happened. She zipped in so that the man couldn't get out. And she said, it's my spot. He said, no way. She had to let the man out. As soon as she backed up and he got out, you pulled in. So you left your car and whatever words there were, we'll discuss what words there were later because that's your complaint. Your complaint is that she came back because you parked there and you stole her parking space. She came back and vandalized your car. That's what the case is about. But let's make it absolutely clear whether she had a right to that parking space or not. If she vandalized your car, she's not allowed to do that. But I know what you did. You took a parking space and she was waiting for it. And it happens all the time.
No, ma'am. Yes.
All the time.
No, you're
somebody,
not.
That's exactly what happened.
No.
You scooted into that parking spot and you knew that she was sitting there with the engine off waiting for her. You can shake your head all you like.
No.
But that's exactly what happens. Because
no,
that's
not.
What that says. And that's what you just told me.
No.
You just told me she was sitting six cars away with her engine off. What did you think she was doing? You think she was taking
a nap? Maybe.
You think? Well, but then she told you. Just a minute.
Maybe.
Hey, pay attention to me. But then she pulled up in her car and she said, I've been waiting for a space. You didn't care. Then you knew she wasn't taking a nap. Then you knew she wasn't there having a tuna sandwich. You knew she was there.
She may have.
Waiting for a space. And you saw her car because you saw it because you just said to me her car had the engine off.
Yeah, well, her engine was off. I didn't know what was she waiting for. What
was
she doing?
Well, then she told you. I've been sitting here waiting
for... But I was already there.
You were not
there. No, you weren't. Miss Camarillo.
I was already waiting for the parking spot.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
You had just come in.
But she was sitting over there. Further away, I mean.
Now, I've determined that you stole her parking space. That doesn't give her the right to vandalize your car. So you parked your car and you went to the fair.
Mm-hmm.
You left with your husband and your two children.
No, my husband decided to stay around there.
Let's see if I believe him anymore than I believe you.
Because she threatened me she was going to come back and my car. That's what she told me.
So then why did you leave your car there?
Because my baby was crying that he wanted to go to the fair.
Do you know I don't believe her? Now you're going to get up here and you're going to tell me your last name is?
Luna.
Mr. Luna, you're going to tell me how it came about that you saw the defendant scratch your car.
Okay. This is what happened. Okay, we went into the parking
spot. Listen, I know what happened with the spot. Your wife snuck into the spot. I've already determined that because that's what happened. She can shake her head until it falls off. That's what happened. That's what happened. That doesn't excuse somebody vandalizing your car. But I've already determined what happened based upon what she told me. Based upon what she told me, I've determined what happened. You want me to recap it for you, sir?
No, it's fine. Shh.
I'm going to recap it for you. You pulled into the parking lot. A man who you didn't know waved you to his parking space where he was going to give you his parking space. This I've got because I haven't even asked her a question. Your wife says sitting six cars away with the engine off was defendant's car. As soon as the man got into his car, according to your wife, the defendant turned on her car and blocked him from getting out because your wife was coming from the other direction. And she said to your wife, I was waiting for the spot.
Yes, I did.
She told her that.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Yes, she did. She had to let him out eventually. And when she let him out, she backed up. Your wife pulled in. That's what happened.
No, it's not.
Your head's going to fall off and I don't care. I don't care. Because that's what happened.
But how are you gonna say that's what happened if you don't even see it?
Just a second. I see it in my mind's eye. I'm 71 years old. I know exactly what happened. People have been taking my parking spaces for years. Now I want you to tell me what happened after your wife stole the parking space. Start at that point.
I decided to tell her, like, I was worrying about what she was gonna do to the car. Because before she left, she told us, I'm gonna f*** your car. Okay, I was worrying about it, and I decided to go back to the parking lot. That's when I saw her going into a parking lot, and I decided to go up to the stairs, and I saw her scratching my wife's car. When I told him, hey, she just left, run to her car, and she left.
I
memorized her place number. I memorized her car, the model, everything.
Do you have a police report?
Yeah, we do have.
I'd like to see it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this police report doesn't say you told the police that you had seen anybody, that your car was keyed.
She was the one who made the testimony, though. I was the one who told the police officer.
Yeah.
This says that you both went to the street fair.
Okay.
And I'm reading this report very carefully. It says, the incident occurred today at 15:10 hours. Female drivers, she was going to key the victim's vehicle. The two of you went to the HP fair, and when they returned, the victim's vehicle was keyed, and suspect's vehicle was no longer in the area.
She keyed my car. I told you your car. Yes, you did.
I did not.
I haven't.
She threatened me, and he saw her key my car.
How did you see me?
He saw you. I didn't see you.
Well, then I can't help you. It's not what it says, and I don't believe you.
Why you don't believe me?
Very easily. Look, because if you pay attention.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
When they arrested you, who did you call?
I called Ms. Martin.
Why?
Ms. Martin requested that I do not call him any longer when I'm in trouble because she doesn't like him.
Why did you call her?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jeanette Camarillo says fellow motorist Marilyn Castillo keyed her car over a parking space. Marilyn denies the charge.
Because if you witnessed it, not her, if you witnessed it, then you would have been the one to report it to the police. Not her, because she says I was at the fair.
Okay.
She said I
she's
was
the,
at
the... She's the owner of the car.
That's
and
okay.
She was talking to the police officer. Okay, that was, and I was taking care of my kid. He was a newborn on that time.
Listen to me.
Okay?
Listen to me, my friend. You're an intelligent man. If you witness a robbery of a car, you take the testimony of the owner of the car and say, I didn't give so-and-so permission to steal my car, but I didn't see it. This is the witness. This is the person who saw her vandalize the car. Take down that testimony. That's not what your wife said to the police.
Yes,
what
I
your
did
wife
tell
said,
him.
This is your report.
Yeah, but I told the police officer she made several mistakes on that report. She didn't even spell my name right. I mean, she was in a hurry. I don't know. I didn't realize till I got home. But I did tell him that my husband saw her key my car.
Well, that's not what it says.
And she threatened
here.
Me before she left.
That's
and
not be-
and
that's,
came
that's
back.
Not here. That's not here.
Well, I don't know why
and
she
I,
didn't
did
write
you
it
key
there.
The car?
I did not.
Yes,
goodbye.
Why does that excuse me? Step out.
It's ridiculous. She should have paid for what she did to my car.
I think it was the correct thing. I did not key her car.
She vandalized my car. He saw her vandalize my car.
I was going to work that day, and there was no way I could have keyed her car.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Martin versus Begeska. Step forward.
Dana Martin is suing her former friend, Suzette Begeska, for an unpaid loan after she was arrested for a DUI.
What were you arrested for?
Originally, or when she bailed me out?
When she bailed you out?
I had a warrant for missing court.
And what was the underlying case that you
The underlying won? Case was a DUI.
Your first DUI?
Yes.
Why did you miss court?
I didn't realize that it was that day. So I missed it.
Well,
I didn't even realize
had,
I had a warrant.
How many times have you been arrested?
It was the one time, but I had several court cases. Several times to go.
No. If you have one court case, mm-hmm. they only give you one date. Now, if you have multiple court cases, I could see you getting confused. But if you only have one court case, then you know. When they tell you to come back, they tell you, case adjourned July 7th, 9:30 in the morning.
Correct, yes.
And?
And then they continue it to another day.
Yes, and normal people, if they've only been arrested once, they remember that date.
Yes, I forgot that date.
Okay, so based upon what you tell me, how old are you?
I am 50 now, I was 49 then.
So you're 50 years old and you've only been arrested once in your life. Is that what
yes,
you're telling me?
That was DUI, my first one.
So this court and this court experience was your only court experience?
Other than traffic, yes.
What?
Other than traffic.
Other than traffic.
Yeah.
So being in jail was not something that you were accustomed to?
No, not at all.
Now, when they arrested you on an outstanding warrant, who did you call?
I called Ms. Martin.
Why?
When I had my original arrest for the DUI, I called my boyfriend, Georgie Tonchev, and he bailed me out. Ms. Martin and my boyfriend do not get along. Ms. Martin requested that I do not call him any longer when I'm in trouble because she doesn't like him.
Why did you call her?
That's
from
why I
jail.
Called her. I called
no,
her.
No, why did you call her from jail?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Use your words and be nice, Bert.
I'm trying.
Use your words and be nice.
I'm trying.
They're not, you know, they're not court people.
Okay.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Dana Martin says former friend Suzette Begeska owes for bail money resulting from a DUI arrest.
Now, why did you call her from jail?
To let her know where I was, and she's always been very supportive of me, and we're best friends, and so I called her. I was upset. And so to let her know where I was, to let her know that
How
I was okay.
How many phone calls did you get?
I got two.
And who did you call?
I called my mother first.
Right. Not the boyfriend.
No.
Well, what did you call your mother for?
I told my mother where I was at. My mother watches my son with autism, so I told to tell her where I was.
Yes.
And she, of course, she's 76. She doesn't drive very well on expressways and things, so therefore, she could not come get me.
You mean pay for you? Pay the bail to come and get you?
Yes.
Pay the bail to come and get you. So your mother said, I don't drive very well, I can't come on the freeway, and I don't have the money, and I can't come. So the next person you called was her.
Was Dana, yes.
Right. That's what the case is about. You bailed her out, you want your money back. Mm-hmm. How much was it?
Over,
no, not over. How much was it? Don't look up there.
$2,900.
Hmm?
$2,900 approximately.
Show me.
Oops. Go back there.
Use your words and be nice, Bert.
I'm trying.
Use your words and be nice.
I'm trying.
They're not, you know, they're not court people.
Okay.
$240 was for what?
For filing court claims to get her to pay me back. There's three bail receipts there. The three bail receipts equate to $2,000.
Why three bail receipts?
I don't understand how the court works, but that's what they
do. For $2,500, correct?
It would have been $2,700, $2,765 for those three.
Okay, go ahead. So?
So I'm unemployed, and she knew this, and I was going through a divorce, so all my funds were gone. I had no money whatsoever to pay her back.
Well, how are you supporting yourself now?
Right now, my mother.
Right now?
My mother helps me, and
you're 50 years old. Why don't you work?
I'm unable to work at this present time. I have a son, 20-year-old son with autism, and I'm having a difficulty getting respite for him, and therefore I have to stay with him. He's not allowed to be by himself.
Well, who's supporting you?
I have my mother. My son gets some Social Security. I'm on LINK, which is food stamps in Illinois. That's about it.
Where did you expect her to get the money to pay you back?
She told me the day when she contacted me to bail her out that you can use a credit card to pay, and that I'll pay you as soon as I get out. So I assume.
Well, just a second. If you know her, it's an interesting, Ms. Martin. I'm usually pretty straightforward about these cases. But the financial circumstance that she just describes to me is not a financial circumstance where you would expect her to be able to pay you back as soon as she got out because she has no money and she doesn't work.
Well, what she'd informed me, and I gave her the benefit of the doubt if she said she'd pay me back, was bad.
Well, I know you gave her the benefit of the doubt, but if you're best friends with her, which is what you say, you know her financial circumstance. So how did you expect her to pay you back?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, how did you expect her to pay you back?
She actually informed me that her mother said her mother told her that she would take it out of her IRA and that it would take a couple days to process with the bank and that she would pay me back.
Well, that's reasonable. Your mother has an IRA account?
Yes, I'm assuming so.
Did you have that conversation with Ms. Martin that your mother was going to take care of your bail, but she couldn't because she doesn't drive very well on the freeway, and if you come and bail me out, my mother will pay you back?
That was the diary conversation didn't happen at that time.
When did that conversation happen?
She, Ms. Martin, was in a car accident, and the deductible was $1,000, and she was kind of getting strapped for money. And I said I would ask my mom, maybe she could take it out of her IRA.
Is that how that happened?
No.
What do you do?
I have a buildings, I have a properties and land order.
Does he live with you?
No.
Where does he live?
He lives separately from me. We don't live together.
Why?
Why
is he your boyfriend? Why don't you live together?
I'm kind of traditional, and I was married. I just got my divorce was final just recently, and I never lived with a man without being married to him.
Do you get alimony, child support?
I don't.
Okay. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $2,800. It's your bail. You pay it.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. A little boy is attacked.
This dog came running at me and bit me.
On the leg?
Yes.
They just bark at people that go back and forth. No problems.
Well, there was a problem.
Judge Judy.
She told me the day of she would pay me back.
I still don't feel like I really owed her because she knew my situation.
And she continually kept stringing me along with excuse after excuse after excuse.
I think she feels that I lied to her, and I don't feel that I lied to her.
So as far as lying goes, I don't know how she can get out of denying that.
It's just circumstances unraveled.
I hope from now on that I've got better judgment and taste in friends.
I hope that now this situation is over, we can get back to being very close friends.
And know who to pick to bail out if they ever need it.
Because I love her very much.